Bullies aren't the only people causing harm online. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ryan Meldrum, associate professor in the Department of Criminology and Criminal Justice at Florida International University, says other negative thoughts can come from an unlikely place.
The mental health of kids and teens is in the spotlight. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, many schools have resorted to remote teaching, leading kids to spend more time online. Now, digital self-harm is emerging among adolescents, and it may be increasing. Digital self-harm involves someone anonymously posting negative and hurtful things about themselves online. In short, they are cyberbullying themselves. To study its causes, two questions about digital self-harm were included as part of the 2019 Florida Youth Substance Abuse Survey, in which 10,000 Florida middle and high school students participated. We found that 1 in 10 Florida students reported they engaged in digital self-harm in the past 12 months. We also found that getting bullied is associated with digital self-harm. So too are elevated levels of negative emotions like depression and anxiety that often result from bullying. Adolescents today have so many digital outlets where they can post. They may be engaging in digital self-harm to elicit comments from others saying, "No, you're not that. You're beautiful. You're great." In other words, they might be seeking out some sort of validation that can alleviate the negative emotions that come from being bullied and other strains and stressors. Our study is only the second peer-reviewed study on digital self-harm. Among the many unanswered questions about this behavior that remain is whether it is a stepping stone to physical self-harm and suicidal thoughts. Right now, we are working to make professionals, like psychologists and school administrators, aware of the behavior so that they can screen for it, detect it early, treat those who have engaged in it, and prevent escalations of the behavior.
That was Ryan Meldrum of Florida International University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.